Second Chodesh. We start Simin Tezvav. And Simin Tezvav is, in a way, maybe the scholar of the Surim of Arayit should start here, because most of Simin Tezvav is a list of those Arayos that are Osim in Atayra. And of course, Sif Aleph introduces the whole concept. So you have to know before we start that there are three categories of Isurim in the Torah: Arayos in Erva, which is generally in Issacharis. Then there are Isurei Lavim. Isurei Lavim are not relatives. All the Isurei Lavim are Grusha Tekayin, Mamzer, the Mamzeres. These are Isurei Lavim. And those two are well known. And then there are Chazal called Shniyais. Shniyais, secondary Isurim, the Gemara says Shniyais the Rabbanim. There's a list of relatives that are Osim the Rabbanim. And those relatives generally are one extra generation over what the Torah asserted. For example, the Torah said a man's not allowed to be Baal Imai. It doesn't say anything about a grandmother. You know, it's a deraisa for a man with his grandmother. That's shniyos. Shniyos means they added another generation to the iser. Even though it only said a grandmother, the shniyos is an added extra generation of iser. And for the most part, that's what all the shniyos are.
Where does iser asef fit into this?
We have to see where there's an iser asef. We know B'Kayin Gadol is an Isra Asay. I'm not sure how many Isra Asays there are besides the Kayan Gadol.
Shniyos has the same din as the Rishon.
So that's a tumul here in the Taz, the Chachal Kismachai, the Beshmuel, all the Isalif, they all tumul over what the Isra of Shniyos is. So we're going to see that in a little bit. Let's just start with the groundwork, which is the Mechaber, and we'll understand the Mechaber, we'll get to the Shach Tasak is Machaikak, all tumul about the Gedarim, what the Geder of Shniyos is. So let's learn the Mechaber, Simin Tezvav, Sif Aleph, Elu Shasurais Machmas Erva. In this Simin, we're going to count those that are Osir because they're an Erva. Erva is a word for a forbidden relative. Mehen min HaTorah, Mehen Midraban. Some of the ones we're going to list are deraisas, and some of the ones we're going to list are derabbanans. Oisen shehem min ha-Torah, ein kedushin tayseba. Very important. The isurim deraisas, if someone is gives kedushin, the kedushin is meaningless. Because ein kedushin tayseba va'arayas. Rebbe Kiva's shita is that even ein kedushin tayseba b'chai ve'lavin. But we don't pass him like him. We don't pass him like Rabbi Kiva Mechadei Rav. And though everybody else argues, so we pass him Kedushin Artifis. So let's say a Kohen marries a Grusha. So Kedushin Artifis, he's married to her, they need a get. Or a Mamzer marries the Israelis. So it's a Lav, but Kedushin Artifis. So by Lavim, the marriage is Chal. And we say, Imam Zerus Mechadei Lavim. The child is not doesn't have a psul mamzeres. If it's a kayim with a grusha, the child will be a chalal, but it's mutter lekal, because there's no mamzeres mechayv elavim. We say not like Rabbi Kiva. We say there's no mamzeres mechayv elavim. Mamzeres is only the result of isurei karis, and we'll try to understand that. But so again, the Shulchan Aruch says these are aser and ein kedushin taifsim. Bahem. Oysam Shemid Rabbanan. Kedushin Taifsim Bahem. The Isurim Rabbanan. So Kedushin Ataifis. But Tzricha is Get. Vechein Amakadesh Safik Erva Tzricha Get. A Safik is a Safik Eraisa. She wants to marry somebody else, so she needs a Get. I don't know what the Kiddush is.
She doesn't have to get divorced right away, or then
later. You have to get divorced right away if there be Isurim. So this is the Geder, the Gra in Aleph and Beis, it gives sort of an introduction. The Gra in Aleph says Mehemina Torah, Hen Yud Ches Arayish HaBetorah. There are 12 relatives that are forbidden in Chumash. Excuse me? 18, yeah, Yud Ches is 18, Arayish HaBetorah. Levad Menida Eshesish Zachar UBehema. There are four that are also Isurik, the Parsha of Karis. And those four are, of course, Eshesish. And Bia Zachar, I don't think it's Karis, I think it's Nisne Shemayim. Nida, Nida, which is Karis, and Eshesh is Karis, Zachar UBehema, Kulan. Minat Torah, the word should be. They're all usher in the Torah. Levad bitai. Oh, the kula b'furasha b'Torah. No b'ferish. The Torah levad bitai. The alf mizev reshava heina heina. We learn out of a hekish. So these are the isurim deraisa. If you jump down to Beis, mehemed rabbanan hein tezvav. That was like tesayim. That's 16. K'mayish sham chaval from the Beis. So we're going to get to exactly what they are. The grass sort of sets the table. You got 22 derises, 18 which are relatives that are arayis, and 4 that are zachar, zachar behema, eshesish nida, which are not also because they're relatives. They're also because they're also because the Torah forbids it. Now it's important to know, how do you know ain't kedushin typhus? How do you know kedushin are not typhus by deraisis? We'll talk about the rabbanon shortly, but we know kedushin is not typhus by deraisis. So the Gemara in kedushin samazayin says minola. How do you know that kedushin is not typhus? Maybe you're right in aveira, kedushin is typhus. So the Gemara makes a diuk from the pasuk in Achrei Mais. The Gemara says we learn from achais ishtai. It doesn't explain the pasuk. The way Rashi says it is like this. I'm going to read the Arayis and Achrei Mais and in Kedosh. I'm reading from Achrei Mais, which is the exhaustive list. So just listen carefully. I don't expect you to memorize everything, but listen to the difference in language. It starts at Shishi. First, has a general pasuk. Ish ish el kol she'er b'sara le'sikruv le'gali sarva ani Hashem. A general thing that your relatives you're not allowed to. We'll talk later what this pasuk is. Now listen to the language. Ervas eishes avicha loy segale. Loshin is erva loy segale, which means bia, tashmish. Second one. Ervas achayis chabas avicha basimecha melaydes bais melaydes chutz loy segale ervasam. Again, the loshin loy segale, which is the loshin of bia. Ervas bas pincha loy segale ervasam. Again, Evasin Heina. Again, the Lashon is Leisigala. Ervas Bashe Savicha, Milad Savicha Chayshi, Leisigala Ervasa. Again, Ervas Chay Savicha, Leisigala. Again, Sheravichi. Ervas Chay Simcha, Leisigala, Sheremchi. Ervas Chay Avicha, Leisigala, Alish Leisigrab, Deidaschi. Ervas Kaloscha, Leisigala, Ejizbimchi, Leisigala Ervasa. Right, all these, the Lashon is Leisigala. Keeps on going. Ervas Eish Savicha, Leisigala, Ervasa, Achichu. Ervas Isho Bita, Leisigala. Then there's a shinoi in the lashon, actually twice. What's again to us? Isha ela chaisa loisikach. A woman and her sister loisikach litzrar legale servasa. It says gale serva, but it also says an isa loisikach. Loisikach. The understanding of the Gemara, the way Rashi catches the Gemara in Kedushin, loisikach means not it's an isa to marry her. It's not possible to marry her. Loi sikach. If you give kedushin to isha lachaisa, the kedushin is not chal. Ein kedushin taifsin be'erva b'chayv krisus. We learn out. The Gemara says we learn out from isha v'achaisa, and actually isha achaisa and also achais isha, which also says a lashon loi sikach.
Like a
chayv krisus,
where it's not
the chayv krisus is not taifsin. Now, in the same parsha, the Gros said there are 18 plus 4. It says, Elisha benidas tumasa, and Elisha sabischa, and Elisha sish. And then it says, Zachar leisishka, behema leisishka, v'tolatam haba. So all four, these four added ones, are all in the same parsha, as all of the arayos, and It says Kolash Yasub Kotev Seilev Nichrusu. These are all karmas. It seems to say all of them are karmas. But this one, the first side says Mikaravama. So the language of the Gemara there is, how do you know Kedushin is not typhus? It says Lysikach by one of them or two of them. And we all learn all Chaibe Krisas Zumizu. We learn all Krisas one for the other. Hukshu called Krisas Elazah. That Kedushin is not typhus by those who did the Chi of Karas. This is the Mashmois HaGemara. The what? By the last four, you don't need a limud, it's not shy. Well, the truth is, we'll see about Nida. Even the Pnei Yeshua makes a tomo. Pnei Yeshua, the Pshua is actually not in Kedushin, I think in Gittin Mem Zayin. Pnei Yeshua says that the reason Kedushin are not typhus by an Eshes Ish is not Xeris HaKasav. She's taken. She's already married. Only one person can own, so to speak, the ishus of a woman at a time. A woman can't marry to a man. So the Pnei Yeshua says it's not Xeris HaKasav. Pnei Yeshua says that the Kedushin are not typhus by Eshes Ish, because since she's already married, it's not shayach for it to be chal.
But is she already married?
She's married to a regular, normal wife.
Kedushin is marriage?
Yeah, Kedushin is marriage. No, Kedushin is Eshes Ish. Eshes Ish is from Kedushin. So are the obligations of a man to his wife, but bad said they are. Davni Meluim brings the play Yeshua, and he's Matmiya. That Meluim is a Simit Mem Dalit. He says, I don't get it. And Yeshua is very geschmack. But the Gemara in Sarazayat on the base says, Beferish, Eshes Ish is not typhus because it's an Issacharis. So why is Yeshua coming with a new reason? Now, it needs a teretz. Yeshua has a reason. Why do you need a pasik? But there's something of a tumult about whether an Eshes Ish is not chal because there's an Isser. Or Neshes Ish is Nachal because she's, so to speak, taken already. Now it's hard to come up with a Nafkamina. Davni Meluim has a Nafkamina by a Shifcha Charufa, by a Chati Shifcha, Chati Bastairin. Someone gives a Kedushin, it's Chal on half of her. But there's no Issacharis, there's no Chatas. It's an Asham, Asham Shifcha Charufa. Here you have a case where she's taken, so to speak. But you can't say in Kedushin Taisa because a chorus, there's no chorus by a chatzis shivcha chatzis baschara. So the Avni Meluim says it's a nafkamina. If it's that by chorus, it's not chal. Okay, here there's no chorus. If Avnei Yeshua is right that because you're taken, so no one else can take her, she's taken. They have that's a shivcha, you can't be mekadesh anyway. Yet that's a baschayer, and someone else already gave a kedusha, so there's nothing to talk about. So Peshua, it's not chal. According to Rav Nigluim, he says Peshua is wrong. It's only chayve krisus. He says a shem charufa could have two husbands, two half husbands. You know, it's a husband lechumra, not lekula. You know, they can't live together. He's in isalab, and he doesn't have to give up his zaynis, but she needs two gittin to become mutter.
Why isn't it?
I can't hear you. Why?
Wow.
I can't hear that.
Why isn't there a kareis by
a chavi shivcha chavi chavi? There's a kasa. The Torah says shivcha rufa lo yisika. It's a separate parasha shivcha rufa.
But
shivcha rufa is a chatzi.
What?
Shivcha rufa is a chatzi. Ever chatzi ben chayrin. When the Torah says shivcha rufa, the Torah is talking about that's the case that the pasuk is talking about, and it's in that case that the Torah says that it's an asham, not a chatas, it's not karis, it's an isalad. So it's in Shulchan Aruch Lein and Simen Mem Dalet, and there it says that Hamekadish and Sif Yudbeis, I believe Hamekadish Mishi Chatsi Yishu Chatsi Baschayrin. It's not an arayus. It's a cause of that. It's the parasha, separate parasha. All right. So this is the sort of the the Hakdama to the whole thing. And let's deal with the tumult here, and the Chakas Chai, Veshmol, and the Taz. Let me explain to you what's going on here, and then we'll figure out what they're talking about. Shniyos Adurabanan. So a relative, let's say grandmother, is Shniyos, it's an Isidurabanan. Shaila is, what did the Rabbanan do? Did they make Shniyos have the same din as a Deraisa, as an Erva? Just Midrabanan. But it's still the same Erva. Just Midrabanan. Or, no, they're no Isurim, they're Drabanans. Now you have to realize, by Isurim Lavim, is Kedushin Typhus?
Yes.
Right? By Isurim Lavim, Kedushin Typhus. A Drabanan is less than a Lav. Right? It's Karis, Lavim, Drabanans. Karis, Kedushin Typhus. Lavim, Kedushin is Typhus. What about Drabanans? A Kedushin Typhus by a Drabanan? So this, that's exactly what it depends on. In the hierarchy, a Drabbanan should be Kedushin Taisin. On the other hand, if they made Midrabbanan that she has a Din Erva, so she should plug into the Din Erva, and then Kedushin shouldn't be Taifas. So this is the Torah. The Torah, it's all based on the language of the Torah. If you look in the Bitaz, he brings an abridged version of the Lashon HaTorah. Don't bring the Lashon. Everyone tumbles over this Torah. You see the language? The first line of the Taz. Torah Kasa, Elu She'in B'nei Kedushin. These are the ones that are not B'nei Kedushin. And then it says, Mach Maserva, the Hemen HaTorah, Mehem HaDrabban. So the Torah says, Einam B'nei Kedushin. That means Kedushin is not Chal. Because of Beis Yosef, Haloshet Einam Meduyik. It's not true. The Beis Yosef Shita is, it has to be Kedushin as Typhus by Shniyos. Minat Torah, she's an Eishes Ish. So Beis Yosef, not only he disagrees with the Torah, he says the Torah didn't mean it. Haloshet Einam Meduyik. The Torah's Lashon is not precise. Beis Yosef says it's not possible to say by Drabbanans that she's not an Eishes Ish. How could that be? So that's the basic. B'darkei Maisha, Tiris B'darkei Maisha. That's the Ramah in his Pirish on the Torah. He says, no. Kamashma on that Torah. Listen to what he says. Ein Kedushin Gemurim, that by a Drabbanan Dika Erva, it's not Kedushin Gemurim, Nafgamina. In Ba'acher V'kitcha, Tzricha Gam Mimenu Get. Okay. So we have here a list, a chain. Torah says Kedushin is not Taifas by Shniyos. Beis Yosef says it can't mean that the Lashon is not Meduyik. Dechmesh says yes. He says by Shniyos, if someone is Mekadish, an Isid Rabbanan, and then, so she's Neshe Sishman HaTaira, and then another man gives her Kedushin, she needs a get from both of them. Because Midrabbanan, L'chumra, the Kedushin is not Chal. Now, if you're Mekadish Shniya, you need a get for her to get married. Because L'chumra, she's married. But L'chumra, she's an Erva, and if a second man gives her Kedushin, the Kedushin is Chal. It's a little complicated. Again, by Shniyais, Minat Torah, you give her Kedushin, she's Eishes Ish. Rabbanan said, no, she's an Erva. Now, did they take away the Kedushin? Dr. Moshe holds, they made the Kedushin, it's only Kedushin L'chumra. In other words, if man gives Kedushin to a Isid Rabbanan, she needs a get from him to get married. She needs a Zish. But only L'chumra. Meaning, if another man gives her Kedushin, she's already married to an Isid Rabbanan. Someone else gives her Kedushin. Dr. Moshe says you need a get for both of them. Because Minat Torah, she needs a get from the first husband. Midrabanan, it's an Erva, so it's Ki'ilu Kedushin Anat Chal, L'chumra, and then she needs a get from the second one. So she needs a get for both. L'chumra, only L'chumra. They didn't take her off to Deraisa L'kula. They can be Machmer to Deraisa. So that's the Dr. Moshe Shita.
The second one is Midrabanan.
Rabbanah.
Second one is Midei Rabbanah. The first one is Midei Raisa. So we have Tor, Bishyais of Darke Moshe. We're not done yet. On that, the Taz says.
What? On Darke Moshe, which one gives first?
Which one gives the get first? Interesting question. Well, what do you think? I imagine it works either way.
The first one
will be chal midaraisa. But it can't be chal. It was chal midaraisa already
originally. The second one.
Second one was already chal in that Torah. Right?
Maybe.
No, deraisa was certainly it was chal.
So if the first one was chal midaraisa, then the second one was nothing.
Of the first, no, you're right. First chal midaraisa, the second one is nothing. So the second one is really only a drop on. You're right.
The
first one needs a get, but not tired. The second one needs a drop on. Well, it'll only be chal if he gives a kedusha. Yes, there's no kedusha. Yeah. You're right. Do you have to do the get the raisa first? Is it like a din of tadev shein tadev tadev kainim? I get. I don't know. Makudish reina makudish like. It's a bigger hinder to be divorced from Reishis Ishtai Reis than from Reishis Rabbanan. I don't know.
Does it make a difference whether he says to that
question? No, I'll explain that in a second. That's a good point. But the at any rate, this is the beginning of the Tumul. We're not done yet. On that, I'm not going through the whole Taz, but after the Taz brings the first line the Tor, and the first line the Beis Yosef, where does he bring the Darke Maisha in the second line, again, Kasa Beisiyas Doshe Veduyik, Vitiris Darke Moshe. So he gets the Tor Beisiyas of Darke Moshe, he gets done in two lines. And then in the third line, he says, Ve'inei Nachin, and he takes a bunch of lines to give his own personal opinion, that he says it's not true. That it can't be that the condition is not chal. He says the condition is chal. He brings rayas. Maybe we'll get to the rayas. But this is the tumul. The tumul
is the first one.
What?
The first one is
chal. That first one is not chal. That a condition tyson, and the condition of the second one are chal. And minatayri, you don't need a get from the second one. That's the thing. You do not need a get from the second one because the first one is chal minatayri.
Okay.
You need a get. Now, you have to realize, very few people give Kedusha to their grandmother. We all love our grandmothers, but not to that extent. Where this is a tremendous misdemeanor is by Yisurei Lavim. Yisurei Lavim means a kohen who married a grusha. In the Nachrum world, it's not uncommon that such a thing happens. Now, it's a strange thing. Darach HaShulchan writes about this discussion. Anybody who learns Shas sees it's not true. If you learn Gemara, ain kedusha taisa b'chayv elavim. End of the story. I mean, kedusha not taisa b'chayv elavim. End of the story. Right in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva says ain kedusha taisa b'chayv elavim. We follow the Rabbanan. The Aruch HaShulchan uses this lashon. If you learn Shas, you see by elav, which is deraisa. If you give kedusha, then you're married to the first one, and the second one doesn't need a get. If a grusha takes kedusha from a kayin, let's say. And she didn't have a proper get. And then someone else gives her kedushin. It's not chal. Because kedushin are taifas b'chayv elavim on the first one. And the second one's not chal. However, here, the Darke Moshe, strangely enough, Darke Moshe Shita is that by an Issad Rabbanan, we say, the Midrabbanan, the kedushin are not chal. On a shnia, you need get from the next one. He realizes it's a stira in the hierarchy of karis lavim to rabbanans. So he actually says, "Who adin be surei lavim?" Now the Darke Moshe swallows it up in a discussion of shniyas. This big chiddush that by this alav, where we say kedusha teifus to the first one, we say midrabbanan, you need a get from the second one too. Which is, like Darach HaShulchan says, you can't say such a thing. The problem is they do. So let's see. Our discussion, again, there are two discussions. The first discussion is by Issad Rabbanan. If the Kedushin, if we're machmir, the Kedushin is not chal. More importantly, what about Yisurei Lavim? So let's look in the Chalkas Mechaitak in the Beis Shmuel. And really, we could go to the Beis Shmuel. He quotes the Chafetz Mechaikach. So if we do the Beis Shmuel, we'll get two in one. Like Beis Shmuel is the bottom line. It says Simin Tesvav Aleph. Tisha Taisa Ben. Same spiel. As the start is the same chain. Vitur Kasav Elu She'enon B'nei Kedusha Machmaserva Emanatayim Emidrava. The list is Kedusha is not chal on an erva, whether it's the top page, bottom line, the Bishma. The Torah's lashon is Elu She'enon B'nei Kedusha Machmaserva Emanatayim Emidrava. Drabana Kedusha is not chal. Hiksha Beis Yosef. Oysam Shem Midrabanan. Hain. On the right side. Hain B'nai Kedushin. The Rabbanans are Kedushin Taifsim Behem. How could the Beis Yosef say nothing to it? Kedushin is Taifis by a Rabbanan. That's what we would all say. Vitirith B'dake Moshe V'zelashayinim. Rabbeinu, he means a Torah, Digdeik B'lashayinai. Right? The Beis Yosef said, Einim Adugdik. He says, no. Rabbeinu digdif l'shaya leimer, ena b'nei kedushin. What's the leimer? Ein kedushin taisa behen, k'may ba'acheres. Kedushin are not taifis midirabanan, the way they're taifis by other women. Ki be'erva midirabanan, somebody who's an erva midirabanan, ba'echad v'kitsha tzricha mimenu get, she needs a get from the second one. Hare she'enam b'nei kedushin, k'may noshim acheres, ken yoroli ha'kan l'shaya. He's saying that Shniyais Kedushin are Typhus Minatayra Midrabanan Lechumra, they're not Typhus. You need to get from the second one Nishmap in Boyachan V'kiddush Erva Midrabanan Avagav V'dayraisa M'kudeshes L'zeh V'komaka in Ba'achar V'kiddusha Typhus Kedushay Hashem. So this is the Chiddush of the Darkei Moshe. V'lechem Mishnah Kasa B'Shem Aram Nistapek B'Dinze Lo Yisi Shem Safik B'Davar. He says, I don't see where the Rambam is a Safik. Alamash the Sriulai B'Pshita is the Taisin Kedushin Shel Shneim. The Taisin Kedushin Shel Shneim here means the Kedushin of Shnia Isachal. Now Gam Kasa B'Chakas M'Chaika. Now here the Lomdis you have to help you have. Chakas M'Chaika goes with the Darkei Moshe. And Erva D'Rabbanan. So we say midrabanan, it's an erva. You have to be machmir lechumra as if the kedusha are not chal. Says the chalkas v'chaykak davka only kishehi al hasheni lav erva klal. She accepted the kedusha from her isid rabanan and then from a kosher person. And v'haysa erva l'sheni kamei l'rishayin le'tavsu kedusha shal hasheni. He says maman hashach. If she accepted Kedusha from the Issa Drabbanan, when I tell her the Kedusha is Chal, the Drabbanan not. Then she accepts Kedusha from a second Issa Drabbanan. In this case, everyone agrees you'd only get from the second one. Mamanasha. Minatayra, she's married to the first one. Midrabbanan, it's an Erva, and Kedusha is not Chal. So there's not Chal to the first one, then it's not Chal to the second one either. Right? On a Daraisa level, it's Chal the first. So it's not chal to the second. The Rabbanan said it's an erva. It's not chal to the first, but then it's not chal to the second either. So therefore, for example, a grusha to a kayin, which we're going to talk about. A grusha accepts kedusha from a kayin. She needs a get. If we say midrabbanan, if she accepts kedusha from a second person, she needs a get from both, which is going to be a darka maishashita. If she's a grusha, she accepts from a kayin. And then she accepts from a second kayin. So from the second kayin, she doesn't need to get maman hashach. If kedushin is typhus by a lav, so first one's married, the second one's not married. If kedushin is not typhus by a lav, she's not married to the first, not married to the second. So very kishmak, the Chalkas Mechaikach says, in such a case, it'll be an afkamina mamzeres. Mamzeres is a lav. She accepts kedushin from one. Minatayra, Kedushin Achal, Rabbanan not. If she accepts Kedushin, normally it's going to be another Yid. So the second Yid doesn't need a get for Manasha. Minatayra is the Kedushin to the first. And Midrabanan, the Mezeris is not chal, then the second one's also not chal. So this is the chiddush of the Chalkas Mechaika.
You don't worry about
a chal. Right, there's no Mezeris about chal. Now here, so this is the Chalkas Mechaika. On that, the Beis Shmuel comments, he brings a raya, a very interesting raya, where there's a bracketed aleph, about the eighth or ninth narrow line. Miyub, simen mem beis, hevi abes yaisim, hatsasi kasuv, im kiddush echel, if they edus psulei derabanan. Hear this? He finds another case. He mekadish in front of edim, or apostle med derabanan, ubaacher vekiddush gam ken, if they edus psulei derabanan. Kiddush eishnei em taisuva. Now here, the dimyon is fascinating. We have an erev derabanan. Now we have Eidim har psulim midrabanan. Who's pasul midrabanan? The last Mishnah in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah says elu psulim sachi pekunya, and people are duschayran shmita. And Rashi says in that Mishnah kol elu psulim midrabanan. So you have sachi pekunya. You have a guy who's into gambling. He's busy going bingo all the time. Some of the stock market doesn't count as gambling. I'm not sure why, but the it's can be yeshuva shalaylam. I guess the investments there, but he's busy. We used to say he's going to Atlantic City. Today nobody knows what that means. You don't have to go to Atlantic City anymore. But he's going and he's gambling. So it's a psul derabanan. So a person gets married and they call up for edus of psul derabanan. So min ha'Torah he's mekudeshes midrabanan yipasul midrabanan. So he says, in Siman Membeis, it says that you need a new Kiddushin, Midrabanan, it's Pasul Kiddushin. If the second time she gets married again with the same Psulim Dirabanan, so the Beis Shmuel says, there we don't say Mamanavshach. They need a get from the second one and from the first one. Why say Mamanavshach? Minat Torah, she's married to the first. The second doesn't need. Midrabanan, she's not married to either one. So this is his kasha on the case of Suleidis. So stop here. It's a lot to swallow in one shot. But what we have here again is the Torah Beis Yosef Dakemaisha. The Dakemaisha is the Chiddush Gadol over here that you need to get from the second one. The Chalkas Mechaika says an exception if they're both the same Isser. And the Beis Shmuel has a kasha on it from Simim and Beis that on that. Now, I didn't get into the Chayvei Lavim, but the Chayvei Lavim, the Taz brings down the idea that according to the Darkei Moshe, Chayvei Lavim is in the same boat. And this is where the Aruch HaShulchan sort of goes to town on it and says it can't be. And I have to tell you, this whole thing, Torah Vesias, Darkei Moshe, Chayvei Shmuel, is brought in the Shiurim of the Rosh Yeshiva Masechtas Yevamos, where it talks about Shniyos, it's very negeya. Again, the Shaila is when the Rabbanan made Shniyos, they made Isurim the Rabbanans. Did they make them an Erva? They gave it a din of Erva Dairaisa? Or do we say that it's a separate Gezeira the Rabbanan? They don't plug in the rules of Erva. And Mamela, it's a separate gedder of an Issa Derabanan. That's the clare, the overriding clare, what the second one's Kiddushin is.
Where did the expression come in? Called the Tikkun Rabbanan.
Can there ask a Tikkun? So, it's sort of, it's either one of two things. Either a question of called the Tikkun, can there ask a Tikkun? They made it into an Erva, Lakula. Can the Raisa take a lechum? I understand, but lekula. Or there are those who want to say that this has to do with called the mekadish. Someone said before, "Adai the rabbanu mekadish." Although the pesukim generally reject it, because they say in the called mekadish, "Adai the rabbanu." But if the rabbanan, when they made the takana, said that you don't need a get, you don't need a get, so it's like a circular reasoning. But they bring for one of the rishayim, who uses the lashon of called the mekadesh of the rabbanu mekadesh, and the Aruch HaShulchan brings it for one of them, and he says it's not true. There's no called the mekadesh here and such a thing. Now, nafka mina is a tsaras shnia, right? The whole first mishnah yavam is tsaras serva doesn't need yivam. The question is a tzara of a shniya. Someone's married to a shniya and a tzara.
Right.
Whether it patas, he can't do yibum to a tzara, to a shniya, she's also to yibum.
Right.
The question is, does she pater her tzara,
right,
or she doesn't pater her tzara? If you learn that a shniya gets a din erva, it could be nichalitza for the deraisa, but you can't marry her because she'll have a din of tzara serva. If you're not an erva, it's just a separate rabbanan. So by separate rabbanan, it's minatari even alive. Falls to Yibum. That's one of the Seyda Chalaisa says. In a Torah, you can even marry. Certainly, you should be able to marry. Be able to marry such a person. And so the Chiddush of Shmuel on there on the Masechta Siman Dalid, he has an arichus on this. He says Nafkamina is a tzaras shnia, and he says the following svara. Igneyesni, I'm talking about Yosef Da'akim Aisha. And Beishmuel and Chalkas Machek and Taz, where am I plugging in a Beishmuel? I'll tell you in a second. A Chidush Reb Shmuel. He says, it's not a kasha, the hierarchy kasha. Karis, which is not typhus. Lavin, it's typhus. The Gezerah of Shniyais was made, Shaloy is Chalfu. If Kedusha are going to be typhus by a grandmother, people think it's typhus by a mother. The whole Takana, people don't realize, they know relatives are aser. People don't have the extra generation. So it's a gzeira, shalei yischalfu. If you're going to marry a shnia, you'll marry an erva, you'll think the halacha of a shnia applies to an erva. So he says, it's not a kasha. Kedushin by lavim, a typhus. You don't need to get from the second one. They're typhus completely. So he asked me, how could it be lavim is typhus and shnia is not? Zilbasa taima. The reason for shniyais is kushla yischalfu with an erva. So they gave it the din of an erva because the whole reason of the gzeira was people shouldn't confuse one with the other.
So is it
and therefore, it's part of the way the way the rabbanim made that takana. That's how they made that takana.
So it should be the same din.
So therefore it's the same din. You can't ask how could be on a lav kedushin's typhus, a drabbanan it's not typhus, not logical. A lav it's typhus and shniyah's not. The answer is, well, shniyah's, they said you'll confuse it with arayah's. That's the reason they did it. That reason makes sense. This is what it says in the Chiddusha of Shmuel. If you look in Hilchas Yibum, in Siman Kuf Ayin Daled Tzav Aleph, it says Yevama Shiasura Liyaben Balav, Basay, Oy be Isid Rabbana. Chalasa la Misabemis. It says she gets Vitsarasa, Vitsara, Oy Chalasa Misabemis, Oy Chalasas, Oy Misabemis. Sorry. Can't be, it doesn't make sense. Oy Misabemis is a mistake. Bays. Oh no, he says Imis Yabemis, meaning from non chayve krisus. Okay, again, Yevam Shiasura Liyave means with a lav or an assay or a drabanan. Chiletzis v'lo Imis Yabemis. It's sarasa echiletzis v'lo Imis Yabemis. That means it says here beferish that a shnia of a tzara of a shnia does not get a dinerva, does not get a full dinerva, because the tzara is not pater. Reb Shmuel is saying it's tali zebizan. Here we see that it doesn't get the full din. Now the Raya is a little shvach because this is the Beis Yosef talking. Beis Yosef Taka argued with the Torah. Now Kapanim, he brings this in to show the other way, to show that it's not really an erva. Yeah. So yeah, it's Raya the other way. It's a Raya that was a prayer bit of Lush. The Raya is that it's not an erva. And although, like I'm saying, it's a Beis Yosef, it's not a Ramah. But Reb Shmuel wants to be Tilitz Ebezeh. Okay. So here it would seem to be a ride the other way. That doesn't have a din erva. Because you see, Tzaras says, Tilitz Ebezeh, oh, you miss Yabemes, could do Yibu. Okay, Al Kaponim, that's the halacha here. And this is the tumul over the Shniyais, which has its Makar over here. So again, so Sif Aleph basically sets the table with the Yisurim, the Shavei Kedushin Taifsim, and the Tumal and Mepharshim all has to do with Shniyais, and obviously there's a lot to talk about the other Yisuri Erva, but this is where we'll hold. Now, if you turn the page, it starts with the relatives, and I'd like to be masber the difficult tumult that we're going to deal with next week. It starts, Imai, it goes with all the relatives, it starts with the closest relative. Imai, the first erva a man has when he's born, is his mother, Asur Lai Min HaTaira. Aval, Eimi Imai, but a grandmother, Ein Asur El Mid Rabbanan. This is the first case of Shniyais. Vizu Ein La Hefzik Afila, Eim Imai. She should live and be well. The great, great, great grandmother, you get married to her. So, I'm Maila Asura. It's us, no matter how many generations. So, grandmother from your mother's side is us as far as it goes. Sif Gimel, Eim Avi Imai. Grandmother on the father's side, Asura Levid Rabbanan, Hibul Vad. Only one more generation. Okay, why? Well, many generations we'll talk about. This is where the tumbling comes in. The Torah says, Allah Shemlai Sikravu Lagalei Serva. When I read it to you, I read the first pasik, which I told you is a totally extra pasik. Because before it goes into all the arayos, it starts, Ish, O Kosher Vesara, Sikravu Lagalei Serva, Ani Hashem. All your relatives don't marry. Who are the relatives? Next pasik, Erva Sabicha, then Erva Seisha Sabicha, etc. What's the first pasik? Ish, O Kosher Vesara, Sikravu. So the Rambam brings it's not a clear Makar in the Torah. I'll explain where the Makar is. The Rambam says twice in Sefer HaMidrash, Katzavit Shinuches, and in the Surah Biyah, Perakaf Aleph, he says, what's Le Sikravu? The Rambam says, Chibuk V'Nishuk. The Torah asks is Tashmish, Biyah, intimacy. What about chibuk and nishuk? What about hugging or kissing? The Rambam says they're osam in atayra. Shenemar loisikravu legalei serva. He says loisikravu legalei serva means that there's an isadereisa to do things that are mikarev, like the Rambam's lashon margilin leerva. It brings a person to erva. Is so. Therefore, the Rambam says chibuk and nishuk is osam in atayra. Now the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvahs says that's not what Lai Sikravu means. Sikravu means Tashmish. But the Ramban means it's an extra pasik. And like I said, there's no clear makar, but there's an indirect makar. In Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, there's a case with a woman was married to a man and he died young and she had big tainus under Rabbeinu Shalalem. Whoever it was, the Amira said, was he careful Hilchas Nida? Yeah. He said, what about Chibuk and Ishuk and sleeping in the same bed? He said, that he was Makel. So he says, no, it says, Leisikrav by Nida. So the Gemara says, Leisikrav, it's an Isser, Chibuk and Ishuk, Tish by Nida. It's a Deraisa. In Hilchas Nida, Kuf Tzadikei, by Archakis, the first Gra brings that Chibuk and Ishuk by an Erva is an Isser Deraisa, by Nida. And that's Nida, and this is Arayos. But the Rambam understands, like Sikravu here, the same thing. And this is where it gets tricky. In Igros Baisha, in the Tshuva, Chelek Dal, Tshuva Samach, where he comes in, I'll explain at length next week, he calls this a Siyog Dairaisa. It's a Geder Dairaisa. Well, not my Nafkamina, because the Rambam only mentions Chibuk and Nishuk. What about Devarim Shalchiba, talking in a manner that's Margola Erva? So Ramesha says that's Deraisa too. It's Deraisa too. He's Matmiya, there's a Magamishna seems to say differently. He Matmiya, and he says that's Deraisa also, because it's Siyog Deraisa. Now, there's a Ran in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes that's Sesul Beferish. It's a Siyog Deraisa. In other words, normally Siyog Madurabana. Leisikravu is a siyag dairais. It gets tricky. We'll discuss next week. Is there a taiva fiznos to a mother or to a sister? So it seems some chumish that there is. It says there were baichim lemishpachay seyem, aliske mishpachay seyem shenesr lahem. It says that they were crying that their relatives are aser. You have to matan taira. The Gemara says, in two places, in Yuma and Sanhedrin, that Shiknes Hagdol mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Mevatel Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So I don't want the Mitzrayim, I want the Mitzrayim. Then they want him to be mevatel the Yetzirah of Aronis. When they mevatel the Yetzirah, nobody had any interest in any women. So the Gemara says they were nokra la'ine. It doesn't say nokra, it's a different word there. They poked out the eyes of the Yetzirah, and it helped that there's no taiva to a close relative. That the close aroya is today that there's no taiva for a mother, a daughter, a sister, an aunt, it says. There's no. But this is the question. The question is, if you learn lo sikravu, it's a gzeres hakasav lo plug. So it should be aser to kiss your sister. It should be aser. There's no taiva b'zman hazeh. In our Torah, the Torah asks it. If you learn that it's only a siyag, like Ramesha says, it's siyag. So today, it's not a siyag. Nobody from kissing a mother or sister is going to come to anything else. So the question is how to deal with these arayas that b'shas d'oraisa, there was a taiva for them. Chibuk Nishuk was aser. Could it be in a Torah to a daughter? Is this a Chibuk Nishuk? Could it be such a thing? That's mind-boggling. Could be is this a Chibuk Nishuk to a daughter? I have to understand. But if you say that in a Torah there was an Isser, and the Drabana came off, it's not Lo Sikravu. So now it's a big Nafkamina. We could give reasons for the Dairaisa. If we say that there's no Taiva, we give reasons. What about Yichud?
It's
time of the Kra. Could we give reasons? Now we all understand you're allowed to kiss certainly your mother and your daughter. So this becomes a question of Havana. Moshe has a tshuva about someone. A child was raised in a house. He's 20 years old. His father now reveals to him that your mother died in childbirth. When you're 1 year old, I remarried. The lady you're calling mommy all these years who changed your diapers and, she's not your mother. She's your stepmother. For 20 years, they didn't tell him. He grew up, it's his mother. So what's the tshuva about? He said, okay. So he stopped. He was not going to see yichud with her and he didn't want to kiss her, he didn't want to touch her. His father was furious. He said, she raised you like a mother. So this question was brought to Rav Moshe. What's really the question? The question is, assuming that Metzius is, there's no romantic inclination to someone who grows up as your mother. Could we give a Tama Dekra? He certainly can't marry her, say she's up with anyway. But could we give a Tama Dekra and say that in this case, there's no Lysikrovo? So we'll stay in suspense to next week. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do.